Yeah, I got to admit, you know, yesterday was a fun day. I had a great weekend. I hope you had a great weekend, and I hope there were just, you know, no problems. Look, we've got little problems that pop up all the time, but I hope you had just a great, great weekend. I'm Scoot on the air, and thank you for being with us. We have a lot to talk about today. I ran into so many of our listeners over the weekend at two parties, and then I was in the ladies' shoe department at Dillard's. Getting some shoes for, not for me, for a friend of mine. And want to say hi to Tanya. She's one of our listeners, listens all the time, been listening for many years. So, Tanya, good afternoon to you, and thank you so much for saying hi, and I appreciate that you listen to the show still today after all these years. We just have a lot to get to. I watched the 2024 Olympic trials yesterday from around the country, swimming and diving and track and field, and it was really exciting. And Sha'Carri Richardson, who really started to make noise in 2019 as a freshman at LSU, she won, and she won the opportunity to participate in the Olympic Games in Paris next month. So I'm getting ramped up for it, and I thought NBC did a really good job with the trials, kind of ramping us all up for the coverage in Paris. Did you watch any of the trials over the weekend? NBC has signed Snoop Dogg to be one of the commentators for the Olympic coverage. Snoop Dogg, yesterday he was explaining the pole vault, and he did it kind of in Snoop Dogg style. I'll explain that in just a little while. Does anybody have a problem with Snoop Dogg being part of the NBC Olympic coverage? I mean, I think it's kind of cool. I think it once again reminds us that it's all about entertainment. It's all about entertainment value. And instead of just covering the games, they're bringing in somebody like Snoop Dogg, who might not be an expert in all of these fields, but he is a personality, and he's going to bring a certain unconventional aspect to covering the Olympics. And I guess sometimes the Olympics can be a little on the dry side. Well, Snoop Dogg's not going to be in every scene all the time, but he's going to be there, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But I think it's really cool. But, you know, he's got a big reputation for smoking pot. I mean, a lot of pot. Like, I don't know who smokes more pot, Willie Nelson or Snoop Dogg. And I don't know if they're actually smoking it or just still ingesting it. I think Willie Nelson quit smoking it for a while following a health issue. But these are two people who are just known as big pot smokers. And I hope that nobody thinks that that's a reason why Snoop Dogg shouldn't be doing this. And also Snoop Dogg, you know, does some rap. And sometimes it's kind of hard to find a Snoop Dogg song that doesn't have profanity in it. So there's, you know, that part of it. But the guy is like a marketing genius. He's just one of those guys. And he's, you know, he's just an iconic personality now, and now he's been signed on to be part of the NBC coverage of an iconic event, the Olympics in Paris. Also, we have a lot to talk about concerning presidential politics. Now, you know, Donald Trump is in New Orleans today at a fundraiser. Somebody sent me a text over the weekend, and they're big Trump supporters, and I know these people. I said, Scoot, you really should be there, because we want you to feel what it feels like to be in the room with Donald Trump, how he commands the room, and this the presence that he has. And when you're in his presence, you just feel the, I don't know how they described it, but basically it was the authority, the charisma of Donald Trump. And they really wanted me to be there. And I think the price starts at $3,000 a donation to get in. And I would assume that's all you could eat and drink, but I don't know for sure. You know, I'm not going to make that. And to be honest with you, if I wanted to go, I'm not sure they would let me go. I'm not sure that they would want me there. I would be fair. I would follow the rules. If they say, you know, you can't take any video, you can't do any audio from this event, I would abide by that. But, you know, candidates, and Trump has been among them, candidates have gotten in a lot of trouble with people who show up and they take part of a closed door meeting. And I respect that. There's something in this business called off the record. And if somebody tells you something, if somebody tells a reporter something and it's off the record, that is generally respected. It's off the record. I mean, I've had politicians tell me things, Scoot, this is off the record, but, you know, here's the deal. And I have never broken that. I've never said anything about those things. So, you know, if I were there at the Trump fundraiser, I would just take it in, but I wouldn't break any of the rules. But I'm not sure, you know, if they understand this show, I'm not sure that they would even want me there. So anyway, Trump is going to be here. Some of you are going to be there. And, you know, if you want to call up and talk about it tomorrow on the show, what it was like being there, you can certainly do that. Both candidates are preparing for the debate. Joe Biden is at Camp David and Donald Trump is campaigning. Trump says Biden will be a formidable opponent. At least this is what he's saying publicly, and I think that's a smart thing for Trump to say. He says that Biden is going to get a shot in the ass to charge him up medically, give him some kind of a shot in the ass to charge him up for the debate. We saw a very different Joe Biden at the State of the Union address back in January. Is that the Joe Biden we're going to see? Because that's not the Joe Biden we see all the time. And I noticed over the weekend that Joe Biden seems to be shuffling more than ever. I mean, he's acting really, really old, and he is shuffling. There's an MSNBC host who is saying now that Democrats are saying privately that if Biden does poorly in the debate Thursday, then there could be pressure to reconsider Biden as the Democrat nominee. So things could things still change? I think it's possible. New polling trends are out. We'll cover that. And there's a lot of talk about this election being about saving democracy. Well, now there's talk about this election being about saving Christianity. This is some of the rhetoric that popped up over the weekend at a Trump rally. He's talking about under Joe Biden, we may lose Christianity or something to that effect. We'll talk about that. Also, there's a group that's going to decide the future of the Municipal Auditorium and Congo Square. Do something with this. You know, this is so typical of New Orleans. Here is this iconic building that has been sitting there with broken windows. It is a majestic place. Inside, it's beautiful. And again, it's historic. And so many of us have such great memories of the Municipal Auditorium, from concerts to graduations to I remember going to fights with my dad. They always had fights there. And we'll share some of those memories in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But, you know, why this should be asked more often. Why does our city take so long to move on things? I realize that some things are just burdened with paperwork, and there are obstacles in the way before making decisions. But every city has this. Every state has this. Why are we so slow to move on things? You know, it's like, oh, the auditorium's there. Oh, well, okay, well, we can't do this. Well, you know, we can't. You know, it's really sad that we just sit on stuff. And we don't move forward with things. I don't mean this in a political sense, but we're not progressive in the original definition of the word progressive, meaning, you know, moving forward, getting stuff done. We don't do that. And this is something that should change, and there should be pressure to change the city. And maybe the people who are running for mayor next time, I mean, if I were running for mayor next time, I'd be talking about changing this mentality of we're not going to sit on stuff anymore. We are going to move forward. How long did it take to start to develop the area that was Jazzland, Six Flags, in New Orleans East? How long did that take? I mean, it just takes forever for things to get done here. And it's not that way in other cities. So we got a problem here. And that's something that should be addressed in the next mayoral campaign. All right. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Oh, by the way, Katy Perry, she continues her Paris Fashion Week appearance, and she appeared in a dress, and she was braless. And you could tell she was braless because you could see them. I mean, you could. I mean, there was like a mesh top, and it was not strategically designed to where you couldn't see them. So you could see them. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well.
Okay, good weekend?
Absolutely good weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Almost got into an accident coming to the station.
Tell me about it.
I mean, I was within maybe 2 inches of getting into an accident.
Where?
You know, some a-hole is okay, the lanes are merging. I mean, I remember the name. It was a plumbing company, and I remember the name of the company. I'm not going to say it on the air. I mean, I could, but there's some a-hole driver in this van for a plumbing company, and I think it's a small plumbing company. That's all I'll say. Anyway, he's trying to jam. He's like trying to speed up ahead of everybody instead of merging like everybody else, coming mm-hmm. across the overpass, getting on the from Lakeview and West End, getting on the expressway. It merges to the left, and he's in the right lane, just trying to pass everybody up. Well, I wouldn't let him in, and I mean, he kept coming over, and I almost let him hit me, because I think I would have been right.
Interesting.
You know, I almost let him. You know, because there's a name on the truck. I mean, chances are I'd get some money.
Yeah, that's what all those guys on TV are for.
Yeah, and there was the business name on the truck. I could have let the guy hit me. I'd be late for the show. I'd probably still be, you know, waiting for everybody to show up and take care of all the paperwork. But I almost let the guy hit me, because if you're in a lane that's merging and you're speeding up to get in and you try to get in and somebody doesn't let you in. Now, if somebody wants to comment on this, please do. Call us or send us a text. But if I'm in the lane that is the lane that it is to become, and somebody's trying to merge in, it's my choice whether or not to let them in. And most often I do. But once in a while, when somebody's a real a-hole, I don't want to let them in.
Yeah, I get it.
But if somebody if somebody comes into the lane ahead of me and hits my car, they're merging. They're the ones who are moving into the lane that they should have already been in. It seems like I would be right and they would be wrong, and I could have sued them and their small little plumbing company. So, you know, look, I mean, if you've got a plumbing company and you think somebody might have been in that area, you might talk to them about their driving, because they were really aggressive and they piss people off when they drive like that.
That's what they put those bumper stickers on there for. How's my driving?
Yeah, right? Not so great in this case. But really, I almost let the guy hit me. And then I thought, well, you know, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't.
Let me think. You know, I'm going to be late for the show. I care about that. I want to be on time for the show. I don't want to be involved in all this BS. I'm not going to let some a-hole entice me into making a statement about what an a-hole he is based on his driving. And so I let it go. But, you know, if you're trying to cram your way in at the last minute, realize that if somebody doesn't let you in and you hit their car, I think you're in the wrong. But anyway, if somebody wants to correct us on that, let us know. All right. Do we have a couple of texts to get to before the first break?
Yeah, sure. Here's one that says, apparently Trump is uptown tonight going to the guy that the governor just gave the only cannabis license in the state to. There's so much corruption going on. It's frustrating.
Wow. I wonder if there'll be any going on there.
At that fundraiser? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't. Well, you know, $3,000 a plate.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's somebody who's going to, you know, like sneak out the back and be like, hey, man, come on. We're going out here for a minute. Come on.
The guy might have some samples around the house if he got the first license for it.
Yeah, no kidding. Here's a text that says, hey, don't forget Trump didn't even know what city he was in 3 times, so add him to brain damage. I don't know about that, but he does occasionally say, like, I'm in a city that he's not in, or he gets the name of it a little bit wrong.
Oh, I think Trump has got mental issues. I think Biden's got mental issues. And so, once again, I talk about these two geezers who are our choices. At this point, they're our choices. And, you know, they both seem to have mental issues. So, you know, it's just really sad that we're in this place in history.
If you are in the right lane, which is the lane that receives emerging traffic, you are supposed to allow them in, because they cannot stop emerging into the left lane. You got to give them space.
I don't have to. Why do I have to?
They just slow down and wait until there's an opening, right? I mean, they don't have to continue accelerating into the wall in front of them just because they didn't get a chance to merge in.
I don't think there's a... is there a law about that where you have to? I think it's a courtesy thing. And, you know, if you're going to act... You know, if you're a nice person and you need to get in, I'm going to let you in. But if you're a premeditated a-hole and you're speeding up to beat everybody and to get ahead of everybody and jam in at the last minute, I don't think I have to let you in.
Here's a text that says, you would be culpable if you purposefully tried to show the company up.
Wait a minute.
They'd have to prove that. Now, I don't know how somebody, you know, they crash your car, then you'd have to not tell the police that you let this accident happen on purpose. That
well,
seems,
of course I wouldn't
that
do
seems
that.
Fraught.
But I mean, because the evidence is there that the accident happened. It wouldn't, I wouldn't be doing it. I wouldn't be doing it. I didn't target the company. I didn't wait for that truck to get there and then cause the accident.
Right.
The truck was there. It just happened organically.
Janice has a great point. She says, you could have been hurt.
My neck.
Help. Throw your fours up, man. Here's a text that says, wouldn't it be wonderful if all the money given to politicians on both sides just in this last month, what if we gave that money to children's hospitals and Shriners causes instead? What a waste of people's resources.
Yeah, boy, that's true.
And I'll leave you with this one about the auditorium. We used to have season tickets for the New Orleans Brass, and they played in the auditorium in their first three seasons before the arena was built. I would love to see a minor hockey league return to that building. It was a great place for hockey.
Yeah, well, even before that, it was a great place for fights. So obviously, it was a great place for hockey. All right, if you have a comment on this Manic Monday, if you want to join us, the Okunhard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, is everybody okay with Snoop Dogg being one of the commentators at the Olympics? NBC has signed Snoop Dogg to be one of the commentators. He was part of the Olympic trial coverage yesterday. I think it's an awesome idea, but understanding his reputation and all that he, I guess, stands for image-wise to a lot of people, do you think that that's a wise choice, selecting Snoop Dogg as a commentator for the Olympics? Well, NBC has signed him. I think it's a good idea. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, the Olympic trials were held yet. Well, not the Olympic trials, but a bunch of the Olympic trials were held yesterday, and diving and swimming and track and field. And Sha'Carri Richardson, who was at LSU, became a star there. She earned a spot in the Olympics for Paris, winning the 100-meter finals at the U.S. track trials. So, you know, this is exciting. She's a great representative, very, very confident. And she was awesome. And there were so many who were just great. I love watching it. I can't wait for the Olympics. And I'm really excited that Snoop Dogg is going to be a commentator. And I hope that we're beyond this, oh, well, he doesn't fit. Oh, well, that's not right. You know, here's a guy who smokes pot. You don't know who else smokes pot. I mean, there might have been a bunch of people in the stands who smoke pot. I don't think the athletes are supposed to smoke pot. But, you know, we've got to get over this judgment of people who smoke pot. And if you're not into rap or hip hop, you know, you've got to get over that criticism of that. You might be into country music. Well, everybody's not into country music. So there are people who don't like your music. They don't understand it. But you don't want them to tell you what to do, right? You don't want them to bash your music. I mean, they can be honest about it and say what they want about it. You can be honest and say what you want about rap and hip hop. But, you know, I mean, let it go. I mean, we've got a lot of different people in America, and there's room for a lot of different people with a lot of different styles and tastes. And I love that Snoop Dogg is part of this. So, Ian, when Snoop Dogg is explaining the pole vault,
yeah,
so he's like kind of running, and he shows, and you know, you the athletes, they put it in here, and then they go up, and he looks up at the bar, and he goes, "Man, that's high." Really high. And so I just thought it was kind of cool that, you know, that was reference to his, you know, marijuana use.
Maybe he was just impressed at how high up it was.
Come
I don't know.
On. I think it was a reference to his pod use.
Does he do that often, though? I guess, like, I don't see him on TV. Well, then
no.
How do you know?
This is like, oh.
Does he often say, like, oh, man, you know.
Well, okay.
This plane is so high up, man. You know, stuff like that. Does he often make little sort of inside jokes about being stoned?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does.
Okay.
He does make inside jokes about smoking pot. But, yes, this was my interpretation of it. And, and maybe he didn't mean it that way. But Snoop Dogg has an image. And he said, oh, man, that's high. Really high. I thought it was about his pot smoking, which, you know, I don't have a problem with that because it has been much celebrated. But I think it's really cool that a guy like Snoop Dogg is going to be part of the Olympics because it's going to add an element of entertainment to it all. You know, he's not known as a sports expert per se. And so I just think it adds personality. And really, it's a reminder that, you know, NBC wants ratings out of this. NBC spending a lot of money to cover the Olympics. They had to pay for that right. They're selling advertising. They want ratings. And they believe that Snoop Dogg is going to help bring them ratings. And when it comes to the Summer Olympics, I don't know what the actual count is, but I would believe that you have a lot more African-American athletes in the Summer Olympics over the Winter Olympics. It's not that you don't have them in the Winter Olympics. Please don't send a text. Please don't call and say, well, no, they have black athletes in the Winter Olympics. I know that. But I would say that there are more African-American athletes in the Summer Olympics rather than the Winter Olympics. So, you know, that may be part of the reason that Snoop Dogg was selected. All right, if you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Metairie and Daniel. You're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Good. How are you?
Good.
So, I don't know about you guys, but when I walk into a voting booth, I'm voting for two people. I'm voting for the president and the vice president.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why people have this hang-up about, oh, Biden's getting old, Trump's getting old. There's a reason why you have a vice president, so they could take over if anything happens. I know it sounds, you know, kind of maybe Marlin or something, but that's why you vote for these two individuals in case one happens, something happens to the president.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's nothing wrong with Kamala Harris. There's nothing wrong with Mike Pence. They're both very well-schooled people, and, you know, Kamala Harris is an attorney, and Pence was a legislator for many, many years, so they know what they're doing. Okay, so let's not be afraid of the vice president.
You know, I think it's interesting, and but I don't think a lot of people think about that. I think I'm glad you do, and I think you should. But I think vice presidential candidates are often selected because of their geographical appeal to a certain area. Okay, we've got this area taken care of. Let's try to get this area. Because you can't tell me that Dan Quayle was like the pick of the litter when it comes to vice presidential candidates. But yet he was selected for a reason.
Yeah. And did I hear you correctly say a minute ago that the fundraiser for Trump is going to be a person's house who got the only license to distribute cannabis in Louisiana?
Yeah, well, that's what we heard. That's what we heard from the news. Yeah.
So that's some hypocrisy at its highest. At its highest level.
Of course.
I think.
Of course. It just it explains it all.
Yep.
It explains
all right,
it
thank
all.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Daniel, glad you called. If you've got a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. Yeah, I'm looking forward to, I never got into this. It would have been a great individual sport for me because, you know, I wasn't the biggest guy. I was really fast. I would have been really good at soccer, but soccer wasn't a big thing. Soccer was really nothing when I was in school and participating in sports. And so soccer would have been great for me. But, you know, the skateboarding, and all the stuff that goes along with that, you know, some of the X Games are represented. I love the gymnastics, and Simone Biles is back, and, you know, she sort of had that issue with her mental state of mind, and she didn't really feel like she was doing it for the right reason, and she felt pressured. It wasn't the best she could be, so she stepped away, and she got a lot of criticism for that, but she is back and seems stronger and better than ever, so I'm looking forward to see her. You know, I watch the Olympics. I really get into it. Do you? And again, I think Snoop Dogg is just going to be a cool entertainment factor in the NBC coverage of the Olympics 2024. All right, if you've got a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ian with some of those texts.
Yeah, but I'll get to some texts in a minute, but I did just want to clean up. It is established, well-known, publicly available information that Good Day Farm is one of the two companies that is allowed to grow medical marijuana in Louisiana, and that company's shareholder is Boise Bollinger. So, yes, it is true that the license belongs to this one mega donor.
Yeah, thank you for clearing that up. But, you know, I can see why people would think that would be hypocritical. And again, I think we're reminded that, it's all about politics. It's not about consistency with one's personal beliefs. And we talked about the hypocrisy of the state representative, not here, but a state representative, a Republican state representative, who is like animately against abortion. Very, very big part of the anti-abortion crusade. And yet he paid for his girlfriend to have an abortion. Because that's what she was. She had a choice, and he said, well, she wanted that. What the hell's the difference between her and every other woman? So, again, you know, there's a lot of hypocrisy out there.
Here's a text that says, with few exceptions, I wouldn't care who hosted the Olympics as long as they were knowledgeable and enthusiastic.
Cool.
Here's another text that says, Snoop Dogg could judge the freestyle bong smoking event.
Yes,
I don't
could.
Think that's an event yet.
Yet?
Yet.
It may be one day.
It's coming. Here's a text that says, I'm a white male, 58 years old, and I love Snoop Dogg. He's the best. I loved him with Martha Stewart.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that that was totally defined, but you kind of got the impression that they might have boinked.
What?
Didn't you get the impression that maybe they boinked?
No.
I got that impression.
You got the impression.
I got the impression.
I thought it was a wholesome friendship that they had that was based on enjoying food.
Sometimes wholesome. Well, okay, look, you're in the kitchen. There's a lot of food that's very sensual. One thing can, you know,
scoop
I just, listen, honestly, I got that impression. Now, maybe they wanted to give us that impression and I picked up on it, but I got the impression that they boinked out and maybe they didn't.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow. Here's a text that says, those people who don't want Snoop to be a part of the Olympics probably think it's okay to vote for a convicted felon for president.
Yeah, isn't that an interesting
probably
dilemma?
A fair amount of overlap there. And about your near accident this morning, here's a text that says, hey, not to excuse the merging driver, but in addition to the old idea of being in the right, quote unquote, dead right, my daddy used to remind me, the driver with the last chance to avoid the accident, that has an actual application in court, meaning that you cannot, in effect, stand your ground in some sort of weird highway castle doctrine and thereby allow the accident to occur.
Well, but who's going to determine this? Because, you know, I mean, he could have tried to get in with somebody else. He didn't. I mean, are we obligated? Okay, so then this means that everybody should speed up and pass everybody up and go to the end and merge at the very end because we have to let you in? I never got that impression. And if that is the case, then maybe we all need to take a retest. We all need to be retested when we get our driver's license renewed because there's some new laws out there that we're not all familiar with.
I'll leave you with this one. Hey, Scoop, why didn't you tell everybody they were getting free bags with their $3,000 donation at this fundraiser tonight?
I didn't know that.
I don't think they are getting free bags.
Oh, okay.
Bags of merit. Not like a goodie bag. Like with jam and mustard and hard cheese in it.
And, you know, gift certificate for a mignon fagé.
Yeah, I don't
something
think
like
so.
A mignon fagé shell.
Rollies. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, if you got a comment, it's Matic Monday. You can join us. The Okanar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, on this day in 1974, Leonard Skinner released Sweet Home Alabama. It became the highest charting single for the band, reaching number 8. But it never made it to number 1, but it made it to number 8. And, you know, when you hear this, part about, you know, turn it up, that is actually Ronnie Van Zant asking the producer, Al Cooper, and engineer Rodney Mills, to turn up the volume in his headphones, and they kept it in the song. Turn it up! That's actually Ronnie Van Zant. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Gazing out of our studio windows in the warehouse district of downtown New Orleans, I am seeing some very dark, threatening clouds. There's rain on the West Bank. There's rain maybe in uptown New Orleans. It looks like it's headed for downtown New Orleans. So, you know, you've got a chance of some rain this afternoon. And the next couple of days, there's a chance of some strong thunderstorms. It's that time of year. This is nothing new. It's what we expect, and it's just what we go through every year. So, like, if you're in the rain, if you're driving, turn your lights on. I think the rule is if you turn your windshield wipers on, you really should have your lights on as well. I watched a lot of the Olympic trials yesterday. We've got a lot of politics to get to later in the show, and then later on we'll talk about a group that is going to decide the future of the Municipal Auditorium in Congo Square. And this municipal auditorium has been just sitting there as an albatross. And the city of New Orleans is not quick to act. We delay, and we don't move. It's like they would rather delay. It seems like the city would rather delay than move forward. We have this tendency to really be indecisive when it comes to things, instead of being progressive, and not in the political sense, but in the sense of just moving forward. And the auditorium is just sitting there as an albatross. I hope they revive it and do something with it, and I hope this group helps things move forward with this, because many of us have great memories of the Municipal Auditorium. We'll talk about that a little later. And for those of you new to New Orleans, you know nothing about the auditorium there, Congo Square, on Rampart Street. But man, this was like... This was like the Smoothie King Center. This was where there were concerts. Before the Dome, there were concerts there, and a lot of things. So we'll talk about those memories. Look, the Municipal Auditorium was the first place I saw Bruce Springsteen in the 70s. And I mean, I saw this guy for the first time. He was just coming out. And this guy's on stage, and I'm going, wow, this guy is incredible. This guy's going to be big. And, of course, he turned out to be huge. But I know many of you also have those kind of memories with the auditorium. We'll talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour. I was talking about watching some of the Olympic trials yesterday. I love that NBC has signed Snoop Dogg. I thought it was fun when he referred to how high the pole was, the bar was, when it comes to pole vaulting. And Sha'Carri Richardson was awesome. She spent some time at LSU, where she really started to shine even as a freshman in 2019. And she won the 100-meter finals at the U.S. track trials yesterday. And it was fun watching that and getting to know some of these people who are going to be participating in the Olympics. And I think Snoop Dogg's going to add some entertainment value to the coverage of the Olympics. Here she is. Talking about how, you know, her challenges that she's had, she kept leaning on her faith.
Believe in yourself, no matter what outside noise is going on. Remain solid in yourself, and not even just yourself, your faith. Those are two things that will never change as long as you don't change. Stay grounded in yourself and as well as your hard work. Every day that you go out, and no matter what you do, sports, music, education, whatever you're doing, every single day you treat it like it's your last.
You know, it's really nice when athletes have a positive message. They don't always have a positive message, but, you know, sometimes they do. And it's good when somebody like that, as so many young girls look up to her. And I would think a lot of young guys look up to her as well, because she's a hell of an athlete and just so fast. But, hey, you know, there are some fast people in other cities as well. African nations have got some really fast people. Jamaica's got some really fast people. So we'll see how all this plays out. But there are just so many exciting events in the Summer Olympics that I started to get a taste of it yesterday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, just kicking back and watching some of the Olympic trials was a lot of fun. And the diving, you know, I mean, I'm learning all the little idiosyncrasies of how they judge people. And I didn't know this until yesterday, but when they're doing diving and they're on the springboard, how close they are to the end of the board when they finally jump off the board matters. Like if they're back a little bit, that goes against them. The closer they are to the end, the more points they get. And then, of course, the splash at the end is a big deal. And, you know, there were a couple of top divers. And, I mean, the execution was perfect until they hit the water. And it was like they did a cannonball at the end because it was a big splash. But how they do that, and the synchronized diving. I mean, you feel like you're looking at somebody in a mirror. These athletes are just really amazing. And they put in such hard work that, I think watching things like the Olympics is inspiring, because it reminds you that if you really focus on what you want to be great at, you can be great at it, but you have to be willing to put in the work. I mean, whatever you do, you can be better than somebody else. You can be the best in your business if you put in the work. Now, you have to have the talent, too, but putting in the work is really important. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar today, we wish happy birthday to Mick Fleetwood, the Fleetwood Mac. You know, I was at the MTV Video Awards one year, and Mick Fleetwood was standing in front of me at the concession line. I mean, that was really kind of cool. Mick Fleetwood is 77 years old today, and, I mean, they're still touring. 77, still touring. Gotta love it. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. That is the guitar playing of Jeff Beck, and Jeff Beck is one of those musicians' musician. You know, Jeff Beck was never like one of the more popular pop artists that had hit after hit, but he was in a lot of bands. I mean, at the age of 20, Jeff Beck replaced Eric Clapton in the Yardbirds, and Jeff Beck passed away in 2 years ago. Well, actually, it was last year, January of last year, 2023. But today is Jeff Beck's birthday. He would have been 80 years old today. And this is Jeff Beck with Rod Stewart. A young solo singer came along, and Jeff Beck picked him up. And this was one of Rod Stewart's really early songs. It was a civil rights related song, People Get Ready. Jeff Beck would have been 80 years old today, but again, passed away in 2023. All right, presidential politics is just, it's all over, and we've got a lot to talk about this afternoon. Donald Trump is in New Orleans for a fundraiser today. Both candidates are preparing for the debate. President Trump says he's getting ready, and he's trying to learn how to shut up, and Joe Biden is trying to learn how to stay awake. So we'll see what happens. Trump says that Biden's going to get a shot in the ass, some kind of a shot to boost him up for the debate. But he says he's taking him seriously. And an MSNBC host says that the Democrats are saying privately that if Biden does poorly in the debate on Thursday, there may be pressure to reconsider Biden as the Democrat nominee. I've got some new polling numbers for you. And last week we had one poll that said one thing. It seems like that poll is changing, so we've got some new information on that. And there was talk that this election is about saving democracy. Well, now there's talk about this election being about saving Christianity, that if Biden wins, Christianity loses, and we may lose Christianity? Wow. Yeah, we're going to talk about all of that coming up in the next hour, so stay with us. Some big thunderstorms around the area, so if you're in any of those, be sure and drive carefully and don't drive through water. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on Manic Monday on WWL. Gazing out of our studio windows in the warehouse district of downtown New Orleans, I am seeing some very dark, threatening clouds. There's rain on the West Bank. There's rain maybe in uptown New Orleans. It looks like it's headed for downtown New Orleans. So, you know, you've got a chance of some rain this afternoon. And the next couple of days, there's a chance of some strong thunderstorms. It's that time of year. This is nothing new. It's what we expect. And it's just what we go through every year. So like if you're in the rain, if you're driving, turn your lights on. I think the rule is if you turn your windshield wipers on, you really should have your lights on as well. I watched a lot of the Olympic trials yesterday. We've got a lot of politics to get to later in the show. And then later on, we'll talk about a group that is going to decide the future of the Municipal Auditorium in Congo Square. And this Municipal Auditorium has been just sitting there as an albatross. And the city of New Orleans is not quick to act. We delay, and we don't move. It's like they would rather delay. It seems like the city would rather delay than move forward. We have this tendency to really be indecisive when it comes to things, instead of being progressive, and not in the political sense, but in the sense of just moving forward. And the auditorium is just sitting there as an albatross. I hope they revive it and do something with it. And I hope this group helps things move forward with this, because many of us have great memories of the Municipal Auditorium. We'll talk about that a little later. And for those of you new to New Orleans, you know nothing about the auditorium there at Congo Square on Rampart Street. But man, this was like the Smoothie King Center. This was where there were concerts. Before the Dome, there were concerts there, and a lot of things. So we'll talk about those memories. Look, the Municipal Auditorium was the first place I saw Bruce Springsteen in the 70s. And I mean, I saw this the first time. He was just coming out. And this guy's on stage, and I'm going, wow, this guy is incredible. This guy's going to be big. And of course, he turned out to be huge. But I know many of you also have those kind of memories with the auditorium. We'll talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour. I was talking about watching some of the Olympic trials yesterday. I love that NBC has signed Snoop Dogg. I thought it was fun when he referred to how high the pole was, the bar was when it comes to... when it comes to pole vaulting. And Sha'Carri Richardson was awesome. She spent some time at LSU where she really started to shine even as a freshman in 2019. And she won the 100-meter finals at the U.S. track trials yesterday. And it was fun watching that and getting to know some of these people who are going to be participating in the Olympics. And I think Snoop Dogg's going to add some entertainment value to the coverage of the Olympics. But here she is. Is talking about how, you know, her challenges that she's had, she kept leaning on her faith.
Believe in yourself, no matter what outside noise is going on, remain solid in yourself, and not just yourself, your faith. Those are two things that will never change as long as you don't change. Stay grounded in yourself and as well as your hard work. Every day that you go out, and no matter what you do, sports, music, education, whatever you're doing, every single day you treat it like it's your last.
You know, it's really nice when athletes have a positive message. They don't always have a positive message, but, you know, sometimes they do. And it's good when somebody like that, it's so many young girls look up to her. And I would think a lot of young guys look up to her as well, because she's a hell of an athlete and just so fast. But, hey, you know, there are some fast people in other cities as well. African nations have got some really fast people. Jamaica's got some really fast people. So we'll see how all this plays out. But there are just so many exciting events in the Summer Olympics that I started to get a taste of it yesterday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, just kicking back and watching some of the Olympic trials was a lot of fun. And the diving, you know, I mean, I'm learning all the little idiosyncrasies of how they judge people. And I didn't know this until yesterday, but when they're doing diving and they're on the springboard, how close they are to the end of the board when they finally jump off the board matters. Like if they're back a little bit, that goes against them. The closer they are to the end, the more points they get. And then, of course, the splash at the end is a big deal. And, you know, there were a couple of top divers. And, I mean, the execution was perfect until they hit the water. And it was like they did a cannonball at the end because it was a big splash. But how they do that, and the synchronized diving. I mean, you feel like you're looking at somebody in a mirror. These athletes are just really amazing. And they put in such hard work that, I think watching things like the Olympics is inspiring, because it reminds you that if you really focus on what you want to be great at, you can be great at it, but you have to be willing to put in the work. I mean, whatever you do, you can be better than somebody else. You can be the best in your business if you put in the work. Now, you have to have the talent, too, but putting in the work is really important. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar today, we wish happy birthday to Mick Fleetwood, the Fleetwood Mac. You know, I was at the MTV Video Awards one year, and Mick Fleetwood was standing in front of me at the concession line. I mean, that was really kind of cool. Mick Fleetwood is 77 years old today, and I mean, they're still touring. 77, still touring. Gotta love it. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. That is the guitar playing of Jeff Beck, and Jeff Beck is one of those musicians' musician. You know, Jeff Beck was never like one of the more popular pop artists that had hit after hit, but he was in a lot of bands. I mean, he at the age of 20, Jeff Beck replaced Eric Clapton in the Yardbirds, and Jeff Beck passed away 2 years ago. Well, actually, it was last year, January of last year, 2023. But today is Jeff Beck's birthday. He would have been 80 years old today, and this is Jeff Beck with Rod Stewart. A young solo singer came along, and Jeff Beck picked him up, and this was one of Rod Stewart's really early songs. It was a civil rights-related song, People Get Ready. Jeff Beck would have been 80 years old today, but again, passed away in 2023. All right. Presidential politics is just, it's all over, and we've got a lot to talk about this afternoon. Donald Trump is in New Orleans for a fundraiser today. Both candidates are preparing for the debate. President Trump says he's getting ready and he's trying to learn how to shut up, and Joe Biden is trying to learn how to stay awake. So we'll see what happens. Trump says that Biden's going to get a shot in the ass, some kind of a shot to boost him up for the debate. But he says he's taking him seriously. And an MSNBC host says that the Democrats are saying privately that if Biden does poorly in the debate on Thursday, there may be pressure to reconsider Biden as the Democrat nominee. I've got some new polling numbers for you. And last week we had one poll that said one thing. It seems like that poll is changing. So we've got some new information on that. And there was talk that this election is about saving democracy. Well, now there's talk about this election being about saving Christianity, that if Biden wins, Christianity loses, and we may lose Christianity. Wow. Yeah, we're going to talk about all of that coming up in the next hour. So stay with us. Some big thunderstorms around the area. So if you're in any of those, be sure and drive carefully and don't drive through water. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on Manic Monday on WWL.